Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Binance founder and former CEO Changpeng Zhao should spend 3 years in prison for his role in enabling the crypto exchange to violate federal sanctions and money laundering laws. That's according to the U.S. Department of Justice. Attorneys with the DOJ filed a sentencing memo arguing that he should spend 3 years in prison and pay a $50 million fine after pleading guilty to violating the Bank Secrecy Act last November. His defense team filed its own memo saying that no defendant in a remotely similar case has ever been sentenced to incarceration. Instead, they suggested he be sentenced to probation, which he can serve at his home in Abu Dhabi. He was originally set to be sentenced in late February, but the hearing was postponed by mutual agreement to April 30th. The Central Bank of Nigeria issued a directive on Tuesday asking financial institutions to identify persons or entities transacting in or operating with Bybit, KuCoin, OKX, and Binance. That's according to a letter seen by CoinDesk. The letter was addressed to financial institutions and reminded them that dealing in cryptocurrencies or facilitating payments for exchanges is prohibited. The latest action comes after an ongoing saga between Binance and the Nigerian government, which has made international headlines. The government accused Binance of enabling currency speculation that crashed its currency, the Naira. It invited two of its executives into the country, arrested them, and one of them escaped. And Tether will freeze wallets evading Venezuelan sanctions. The stablecoin issuer said it will freeze wallets using USDT to evade sanctions on oil exports in the country. The decision comes after Reuters reported that Venezuela's state-run oil company, PDVSA, increased its use of Tether after the U.S. reimposed sanctions on oil exports. The firm froze 41 wallets tied to the U.S. Treasury Department's Office of Foreign Assets Control, specially designated nationals list in December. PDVSA's use of USDT, which began last year, has accelerated following the U.S.'s decision to reimpose sanctions due to concerns over Venezuela's upcoming elections. That's it for CoinDesk Daily. Get more updates on CoinDesk.com, and we'll see you next time.